Welcome back to the world of cryptos and welcome back to the Crypto Corner. Today we're going to take a journey back in history. And why? Because things are looking pretty good at the moment in regards to pricing and cryptocurrencies. If we look into what the market is currently doing by the time I'm recording this year, Bitcoin is at $17,520, went up by 14% in 7 days. But as you can see, most coins are behaving quite positively, let's say it that way. And so that you don't take any wrong decision, because there are a lot of people having an opinion out there. And also, if you look into the press, so this is Cointelegraph, Bitcoin up 375% since Peter Schiff accidentally called the exact button. Peter Schiff is somebody that is a gold bug. He hates Bitcoin, but he loves his gold. So he's an old guy. The reasons why Bitcoin hit $17,000. Somebody predicts here, Mike Novogratz predicted $65,000, the price of Bitcoin. Then we had some bankers, Citigroup, predicting the price will be at $316,000. We've got here a Bitcoin analyst gives 4 reasons why BTC price will hit $22,000 next. So you'll be hearing that from many other sources too. And that's why I would like to take you back in history. But as said, this is not going to be financial advice, just to be clear on this here. So this is just to show you what happened in the past. And why? Because I've been living through this year already 4 times. So let's go back. This is CoinGecko. And I clicked on the Bitcoin price and went back to 2018, December 2018. And as you can see, this is the bull market we lived through the last time. Yeah, so it went up from around $800-$600 to $20,000. All-time high was at that time around $19,665. And if we look into the numbers, so this is the number. So this is CoinMarketCap. They did a historical snapshot, 10th of December 2017. Bitcoin went up in 7 days, 34%. Most of the other coins, as you can see, are in red. So they went down. So there was no correlation at that time that significant between when the bull market really starts between Bitcoin and the other coins. So Bitcoin was at 15,000 and Ethereum at 440. IOTA, somebody, that coin is probably not even under the top 20 any longer, was at $4. 1 week later, 7 days later, Bitcoin was close to its all-time high, 19,000. Ethereum almost doubled in that week. IOTA went a little bit down, it's 8%, but you see here others like Cardano went up 360%, Litecoin 110% in 1 week. Yeah, so this is thing when things go really, really crazy. A week later, Bitcoin went already down, so it was 19,000, the all-time high, and now we're 16,400, so this is on the 7th of January. But other coins, like here, Ethereum, continued going up. Yeah, so not even close to its all-time high. I think all-time high was $1,400 for Ethereum. Cardano, $1. So, other coins were still growing significantly while Bitcoin was going down, because people were thinking, Bitcoin is going down, so let's invest in those old coins and make a lot of money that way. So you have to be really, really careful on where you're investing, what you do. So do your research, be very calm in what you're doing. And what I find encouraging at the moment is that this bull market that we're currently living through, I mean, as you saw, after the bull market will come a true retracement. And in cryptocurrencies, that will be around 20 to 30%. You can expect that. But what I find encouraging is if you look at Google Trends, so people that are searching for the word Bitcoin, for example, on a global basis, in 2018, that was 100%, equivalent to 100%. At the moment, we're only at 10-11%. So not a lot of people outside of our little industry are talking about cryptocurrencies. Just imagine this thing goes out in the press and everybody starts talking to you about Bitcoin. Yeah. So if your aunt Emma comes to you and asks you about this weird stuff called Bitcoin, or your cab driver tells you that the best thing to invest in is Bitcoin, then you know that we're getting near a top. But this is just a guess. I'm not an expert. This is what happened in 2017, looking at the data on how that was last time. So that's the journey that I wanted to show you, so that you take the right decision. So stay calm when these things happen. Don't overstretch yourself, and just listen to the market very carefully. I mean, this is the third time, as I mentioned, that I'm running through this year. The first two times were identical. Yeah, you had these crocodile teeth where it went up by 50% and down by 20% in a week. And then we had, and I also, both times I was not able to read the top market. So I miscalculated that one too, as I guess most of the people. Anyway, that's it from me. Please leave us a like. It helps us to spread the word. And as always, I thank you very much for watching. I'm really looking forward to see you next week again. So thank you. And until then, bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency markets. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile. So only invest what you can afford to lose.